You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It all started with a battle over information. In one corner was the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, and the other was Texas lawmakers. The commission held the details of the state's Medicaid contracts with large pharmaceutical companies, basically how much the state is spending on medicine. The commission assured lawmakers the state is getting a good deal, but they wanted to see for themselves. In particular, lawmakers wanted to know the amount the state was getting back in rebates for name brand medicine. Leading the charge was State Senator Charles Schwertner. He's the chair of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, and he says that information is vital for legislative analysis.
Right now, it's somewhat nebulous and opaque with not having sure certainty regarding actually what things are costing the taxpayers of Texas. So I'm trying to find out the balance between what type of prescription drug benefit plan we have here in Texas and the costs of it and how to administer it more effectively.
But when Schwertner first asked for those numbers to be handed over, the Health and Human Services Commission told him no. It said that data was proprietary information. Not even lawmakers could get a hold of it. That's when things started to get messy. The tug of war went back and forth. The Texas Attorney General's office got involved, and eventually they ruled in favor of the lawmakers, saying the Health and Human Services Commission needed to fork over the rebate info. Issue settled, right? Wrong. A third party has entered into the fray. I'll give you a little hint.
Go off to see your doctor today and get a kick out of getting up in the morning. Pfizer. Wake up to good mornings.
That's right. Medical giant Pfizer has filed a lawsuit against the Texas Attorney General's office. According to court documents obtained by the Texas Standard, Pfizer says the state shouldn't have handed over the company's protected information to lawmakers. Pfizer says it was never properly warned that information was up for grabs and therefore never had a chance to weigh in on the AG's decision. The Texas Attorney General's office has remained silent on the pending litigation. If a court does rule in favor of Pfizer, it could end up stopping further Medicaid rebate information from getting into the hands of lawmakers. It could also mean that information already released would need to be returned to the confines of the Health and Human Services Commission. I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.